What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
We have some major breaking news. Protests have been growing for the past 5 days in California as a response to the Trump administration's authoritarian ICE crackdowns. Now, the interesting piece here is that the corporate media has refused to cover the LA protests as they've gotten larger and stronger in force. Now, separately, other protests began to spark in Ohio, in Columbus, Ohio, for the same reason. So in multiple separate states, communities realized that ICE is overreaching on their own and began protesting before the media even covered it responsibly. Well, here on the Adam Mockler Show and on the Midas Touch Network, we cover this relentlessly. So before we even dig into the LA protests, let me show you a video of this newer protest that sparked in Columbus, Ohio just yesterday. It was a historic 8 mile human link. Take a look.
8 mile human chain stretched down High Street from Worthington to downtown Columbus today. A show of solidarity and peace connecting people of all ages and all backgrounds. Thanks for being with us this evening for NBC4 at 6. I'm Kyle Beachy. Organizers say this demonstration today, not a stand against any one issue, but welcomed anyone who feels isolated by our government's actions. Honked and people cheered as they passed by. Over an 8 mile stretch, the demonstrators put down their signs and held hands for a moment of silence at 3 o'clock this afternoon. One of the organizers, Maxine Irvin, says the Trump administration's actions on immigration are a major reason for the protest, but everyone involved has a different reason for showing up.
Everyone has different reasons why they are unhappy. We're just all out here together to show our dissatisfaction and to join together and hold hands to make a statement that we see what's going on and we want change.
I mean, understand, everybody has different priorities, but this administration is historically unpopular, only rivaled by Trump 8 years ago, during his first term. Those are the two least popular presidents ever. So it's incredibly inspiring that protests are popping up independently across the country to push back against the regime. This brings us on to the California protests, but just to expand very quickly, thousands attended this Hands Along High protest for different issues. Some people spoke about cuts to Medicaid. Some people talked about the push for deportations and camps built to house detainees. Some talked about the Supreme Court or corruption. But imagery that I love seeing people in American flags, waving American flags. That is how we reclaim the patriotic image. And it takes a lot of work from both on the ground and online movement. So we have the online movement pushing. Every single day, we are covering this, covering the things that the corporate media doesn't. We push out videos and live streams and debates with the help of you all. But there's also the on-the-ground movement. So we need to be making sure that as the midterms get closer, we're canvassing. We are volunteering. Keep your eye out. For example, in Omaha, Nebraska, I'll be there on August 23rd. Omaha, Nebraska, with Senator Elizabeth Warren and Representative Maxwell Frost, hosted by Midas Touch's Adam Mockler. One more time, Omaha on August 23rd. Click the top link in the description. If you can't make it, then all that I ask is that you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed so you can make it there for our pro-democracy events virtually. We are going to continue to fight every single day. This reads, thousands join protest against ICE. Link arms to form human chain 8 miles long. Protesters lined High Street from Worthington to Columbus in deep red Ohio. Wake up, Columbus, yelled woman waving an upside-down flag. Today is about democracy over dictatorship. Trump's actions on immigration are a major reason, but everyone involved has different reasons for showing up, said event organizers. Organizing groups included Indivisible's Central Ohio and the Westerville Progressive Alliance. It's the corruption, cruelty, and the incompetence. Protests are popping up. We are going to continue to cover them. And check this out right here. There were reports that TikTok was suppressing any videos about the LA protests, so people had to use code words. I had to look up LA Music Festival's 2025, and only then could I see videos about the protests. So again, I said a few things. We need both on the ground and online movements pushing in a concerted effort. We are going to make sure that this video gets a bunch of views. Make sure you subscribe, share this around, and drop a comment. We are going to make sure that these TikToks get attention. And while all of this is happening, we have people protesting on the ground, and I'm sure the protests will continue. We were live at the No Kings protest, and we'll be live at the next protest that pops up in Chicago or anywhere else. Again, make sure you're subscribed to the Atomocra feed, and let's watch this video. Someone explaining that they can't even talk about these.
Something absolutely insane is happening. So Los Angeles has had protests back to back every single day. Chances are you didn't know about it because, well, it's getting suppressed. So now people are using the hashtag Los Angeles Music Festival 2025 so that they can get the word out on what's happening. Talking about thousands of people in the streets every single day. I mean, you can tell even this bridge area is just full of people with flags. Even been clashes. And I mean, the people are going hard. They are going hard. And the fact that mass media is not talking about this is outrageous. How is this not on every single media headline? This is literally from today. From today. People are overtaking the highway and they're not talking about it.
Thousands of people are protesting, and you have to search keywords on TikTok to get any sort of information about the protests. I want to show you all a quick portion of my speech from the last Won't Back Down event just last week in Arizona. Take a look, because I talk about this on-the-ground movement.
And that's because this regime is currently kidnapping people off of the streets. You know what they're doing? You know what they're doing? They are waiting at immigration courtrooms. They're waiting there at immigration courtrooms just to pick people up. People who are following the processes. Yep. 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 They're also passing these disastrous budget bills that will strip Medicare away from 17 million people. And this dude got into office, and rather than, you know, placing tariffs on one country or placing tariffs on one place, he places tariffs on the entire world, the entire globe, except for Russia and North Korea. Is that not weird? So listen, despite all of that, there is still hope. There is still a lot of hope. They thought that we were going to be done. They thought that you were going to be done. You were going to submit. You were going to lay down. That's what they thought. That's what they wanted. But you know what we did? We won't back down.
Really cool moment, and again, if you want to come to the next event in Omaha, click the top link. This brings me on to the protests that we now see breaking out in Los Angeles. We won't back down. People continue to protest, continue to show up. The midterms are going to be a bloodbath as long as we don't allow Republicans to redistrict and rig them. And as time goes on, the Republicans' policy gets more and more unpopular. Watch this clip of friend of the show, Johnny Paul Medessa, on the ground.
I took down my last video about this, but there are still hundreds of us out here. Concertgoers, in fact, enjoying this music festival day in and day out in Los Angeles. If you are seeing this message, then that means we've broken through the algorithm. And I want you to know we're still out here, we're not going anywhere, and we're going to continue fighting forward every day. If you're with me.
Boom. There's another clip right here.
So this protest has been going on for 2 weeks already, and it's still going on today, August 8th. There has been no news on it. No TikTok videos on it, and no TikTok lives. You know, it's insane that we're being censored and we're, you know, not seeing what's really going on. And, you know, I live in Los Angeles. And
there's a point that I want to make very quickly. While all of this is happening, the Trump administration will do whatever they can desperately to distract you from the protests, the Epstein files, from his horrible handling of Ukraine, the economy, and immigration. There are a lot of issues he's trying to distract you from with these weird cultural issues. Like, he's tweeting about the Washington Redskins and transgender people, and he's tweeting about random one-off crimes that happen in, like, New York. Like, the president is picking random crimes from the newspaper to talk about because he wants to distract from Epstein, Ukraine. He wants to distract from his handling of the economy and these protests. But we will talk about that. We'll talk about it all on the show. I want to talk a little bit about, you know, first of all, this just popped up in my feed right now. Trump just now, 7 minutes ago, moved an Obama and Bush portrait into a hidden stairwell. Weirdly petty, but also a distraction. An issue that I do want to talk about is Donald Trump meeting with Vladimir Putin this week on Friday. I'm going to be covering it relentlessly this week because it is very important and very high stakes. Genuinely, the course of Western democracy could rely on how this meeting goes, and as it stands, Putin seems to be outplaying Trump at every single turn. The one condition that he set for this meeting is that Zelensky, no Ukrainian officials can be present. So already, they are making a concession there. Then Trump is also going to make a land concession before they even begin negotiations. So he's making a concession there. Concession after concession, and listen to this. Location matters, former real estate mogul U.S. President Donald Trump said. Moments later, he announced Alaska, a place sold by Russia to the United States 158 years ago for $7.2 million, would be where Russian President Vladimir Putin tries to sell his land deal of the century, getting Kyiv to hand over chunks of land he's not able to occupy yet. So yes, location does matter, and Putin proved that by playing Trump as a fool. The conditions around Friday's summit so wildly favor Moscow, it is obvious why Putin leapt at the chance after months of fake negotiation. It is so sickening, and Ukrainian President Vladimir Putin was like, dude, what the hell? You can't just lock us out of the negotiation and then make decisions on our land for us. It is so, so sickening. And I say, continue protests. The protests should continue to happen, whether it's about ICE and the insane deportations that are authoritarian. We've been covering that a lot. Whether it's about the Epstein files, we've seen signs regarding that, or even Ukraine and Palestine, the pro-democracy causes that we should fight for. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the videos we make, drop a like below. I'll see you on the next one, and peace out.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.